This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
It's 6 o'clock on the Eastern Shore, and you are tuned in to Hawk Talk Live. Tonight we are at the M Street Grill on Route 13 in Princess Anne, Maryland. And for the next hour, we're bringing you all the best coverage of everything Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics.
Hello, everybody. My name is Will DeBoer. I'm the Director of Broadcasting at Eastern Shore, the voice of men's and women's Hawk basketball. Season starts in a couple of weeks, and my co-host this week, and hopefully every week, is the sports columnist at the Delmarva Daily Times. You know him, you love him, Ricky Richard Pollitt.
You love him, all right, giving me love right away.
Yes, absolutely.
I appreciate you having me on, man. You know, this beautiful, brand new M Street Grill, which is absolutely amazing with the beautiful mural in the back. I mean, it's exciting to be back at UMES talking about all the sports going on.
It really is. And we are here at M Street Grill. It opened up a couple of months ago right next to the UMES campus in that strip mall just off of Route 13, the Princess Anne University Village, if you will. And it is everything Maryland Eastern Shore, the Hawk Pride mural that we're staring at with all the past and the present superstars from Hawk athletic history. Brandon Phillips, the restaurateur here, opened this up, and it is a gorgeous spot for Eastern Shore students to come and hang out and in future weeks listen to us live on this show here on the Shore Sports Network and sfmsports.net.
You know, I'll tell you, Will, whenever I'm planning out my schedule for what I want to cover that week, I'll always try to come up with some UMES story so I can come over here, interview an athlete, interview a coach, and then come over here and have dinner or lunch. I mean, it's the best of both worlds, really.
It's a perfect thing. Hey, we need to do something to bait you to get down here.
You're right, exactly.
You know, all about the local coverage. Yes, enough of that. We will have much more of that banter, but let's get it on the topic to Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics. We got cross country, volleyball, bowling, and golf to talk about in this first 15-minute block. Later on in the show, we'll have Bobby Collins, the head coach of the Maryland Eastern Shore men's basketball team. After that, we'll have Fred Batchelor, the head coach of the women's basketball team. And the final segment of the night, around 6:45, we'll have Damian Drummond, the first-year head coach of Hawk Cross Country, men and women. They've got their conference championship meet coming up at this weekend up in Delaware. Let's start with that, shall we, Rick? Cross Country, the MEAC Championships, they are this Saturday in Smyrna, Delaware. Up there at Delaware State University, their outreach and research center. The men going for their fourth straight MEAC championship in a row. The women, who have finished second for 2 years in a row, looking to get over the hump, hoping the third time is the charm.
And, you know, like you said, the men going for four straight. When they brought Damian Drummond in here, when I spoke to him, you know, the number one thing he said to me was he wanted to get things back to the way they were when he was here in 2006. And that was run in both the men's and women's team when it comes to cross country. Like you just said, like I mentioned, this is the fourth year in a row that the men are trying to go to win that MEAC. Obviously, they've got some quick runners on their team, but the women, obviously, that's going to be the story this weekend. Like you just said, can they get over the hump? They've got a lot of talent, a lot of speed. I know I couldn't do that, so just the fact that they're in this position, and again, you know, the confidence that they have, knowing that they have that monkey on their back as well. I mean, they practice with the men as well. And to see these guys who have that championship experience under their belt, you know that has to be in the back of their mind. Hey, we can do this too. We want to put up with the boys.
Absolutely, just to sort of keep pace there. And we do have tons of cross-country runners on both the men and the women who have chances to win individual titles even. You got John Akakia, the sophomore from Staten Island. You got Donovan Mundy, senior from Jacksonville. Osaman Shoati. I know I'm saying that wrong. We'll get it fixed at some point here. On the women's side, of course, Sharon Jarup, she's been dominating the entire season. We'll talk much more about that when Coach Drummond joins us in about 45 minutes from now. And before we move on from cross country, just a shout out to the nine runners who made the All-MEAC Academic Team that was announced earlier today. And we got all nine of their names right here. Okay, here we go. Osama Shawati from the men's side, also from the men's side, Hector Sime, You got Stanley Melly from the men's side as well. And then six of the nine come from women's cross country. Tanise Edwards, Luann Gabriel, Lanisha Gilbert, Amira Jones, Sharon Jarup, and Dipna Umanakwe. So
nice
congratulations.
Job.
Thank you. So congratulations to those nine for making the MEAC all-academic team for cross-country this year.
And, you know, well, I'm glad that you bring that up. You obviously know it through your days interviewing athletes, me as well. I think so many people look at student-athletes and think they have it easy. You know, you're going to school practically just to play a sport, especially here at the Division I level. You're nodding your head. That's not the case at all. You have practice. You have weightlifting. Sometimes you have film. You know, you have preparation. Then you have your academics, and you have to study to keep a high grade point average so you can compete on these teams. And then at the same time, I mean, a lot of these kids, they pay for their academic. They pay to go to school. They have to work a job, maybe two. They're also trying to have a social life. So the fact that these athletes, nine of them at that, were able to make this list, I mean, it's a real testament to their character, their motivation, and their passion, really, for this team and for their academic career.
I couldn't say it any better myself. Only thing I will add is that I'm sure you and I both thought we were plenty busy in college, and I can assure you, we were not. We were not. Volleyball now. It's in the middle of a great season for Toby Renz and the Hawk volleyball squad. They are 21-7. They've got a shot at breaking the single-season school wins record. 7-0, most importantly, in MEAC play. They are first place in the MEAC North, the only undefeated side in that division. Lost out of conference on Tuesday. They went up to Philadelphia and dropped the heartbreaker to LaSalle, 3-2, including the fifth set, 15-13. It snapped their seven-match overall winning streak, but it doesn't diminish what they did over the weekend. They swept weekend matches against Delaware State on Friday, winning 3-1, and taking down another conference contender in Bethune-Cookman, 3-0, swept them away on Sunday afternoon. Some Player of the Week honors for the Hawks breaking a couple of days ago. Eva Vujicevic winning MEAC Player of the Week. 3.5 kills per set, almost 3 digs per set. She was doing it all offensively, defensively, from both ends of the net there. And then Mary Saria, Defensive Specialist of the Week in the MEAC. 10 blocks, including 8 of them in MEAC play, held opponents to an attacking percentage of 9.5%. Out of 100. Yeah. Out of 100, that is. 9.5%. And she added 21 kills to boot. So congratulations to Eva and to Mary for their awards. And really, Ricky, just looking at these stats here, this is a legitimately good volleyball team. Top 10 nationally in opponents' attack percentage. And they're by far the best attacking squad in the MEAC and 24th nationally. They're top in the NCAA in total aces, 219 service aces. That's a lot of spades and clubs and all that sort of thing. They're second in aces per set.
You know, I have to tell you, Will, for me personally, it warms my heart to see this team doing so well. For those who don't know, I was the play-by-play commentator for this team last year. And even then, they were a good team. They ended up making the MEAC tournament, lost in the semifinal round. But you could tell there was something special to this team. They come into this season, I believe almost everyone except two players is back. The only reason those two aren't back, they transferred schools. They bring in a load of new talent as well. And you talked about Eva Vujicevic winning the Player of the Week award. Last year, only a freshman, a sophomore this year, and to take that leap, it's absolutely unbelievable. And with, you know, she deserves all the accolades, all the recognition that she's getting. But there's also two really good outside hitters on that team who have really helped her out, that being Lucia Babic, another sophomore on that team, a junior, and Rachel Kayongo. You know, the rotation that Toby Renz has with those outside hitters, in my opinion, that's what makes their offense so good. You don't know who's going to hit the ball over the net. They have so many weapons. You look in the middle. You talked about Mary Saraya, a very tall player. She's almost as tall as I am. I'm
6'3".
Exactly. You know, you put her in the middle. You put a healthy Elena Polk, who tore her ACL last year. Now she's back this year. You put her there. And really, I mean, you have a complete team, which is exactly what Toby Renz wanted coming into this season. And it has shown throughout this season, this Hawks team is dominant. And they're ready to compete with the best.
Amen to that, brother. Their next match is tomorrow. It's at Howard. That is sort of the big enchilada of the MEAC North. Howard 6-1 in conference play, one game back of the Shore. If Eastern Shore wins that match, it's going to be almost too difficult to lose the MEAC North Crown, and it really takes some momentum into the tournament. They're off on Sunday, and then they're home next weekend against Morgan State and Coppin State, the two senior night matches, and we'll have much more on that next week. In the meantime, if you want some more information and material about volleyball, we've got a fine feature on Mere Seria, a feature story and a video. You can go to easternshorehawks.com next week in order to read and view that information about Mere. Great kid, and she really deserves everything that she's been getting this year.
You know, the one thing about Mary that I really noticed last year, she's very quiet. At least she was with me. Maybe it's just something about me. She didn't like talking to me that much.
But it's the hair.
Exactly. It is. But on the court, you know exactly where she is. You know, not only through her play, but her voice. She is that leader on the squad. She's a senior. She was a redshirt last year, her freshman year, which gave her the chance to come back this year. And again, you know, quiet off the court, kind of reserved. But once she's out there playing, I mean, everyone in that gymnasium knows where she is.
No doubt. Bowling now. Bowling opens their season tomorrow. They are in Illinois. They're at the Bearcat Open at Fairview Heights, Illinois, which is hosted by McKendree University. 3-day tournament starts tomorrow morning. The Hawk Bowling Squad, they won the MEAC Championship last year, and they made deep runs in the NCAA and USBC tournaments, as they are apt to do. Returning lots of talent. They're losing an All-American, yes, but they're returning the MEAC Freshman of the Year and Kayla Hicks. All-MEAC selections in Jacqueline Rota and Melanie Kopi. The USBC singles number one seed in Jacqueline Rota, and of course Kayla Bandy, reigning MEAC Coach of the Year. If you want to catch them at home, you can. November 17th through the 19th, they've got the Hawk Classic at Millsboro Lanes in Millsboro, Delaware, just over the borderline. And for more reading material and viewing material about them, we've got a feature video on the two freshmen on the team, Brittany Ann O'Connell from Ohio and Paulina Torres from Puerto Rico. That is live now at EasternShoreHawks.com, so you can read up and view up all about them and get psyched for bowling, one of the big sports here at Maryland Eastern Shore.
You talked about the loss of the All-American in Thashina Saris. You know, she was a leader, had a huge impact in the lanes. So obviously her loss is going to be felt, I feel, early on. But this team, led by Kayla Bandy, the reigning MEAC Coach of the Year, you know, I did a few stories during the offseason for our website as well, Will. And I'll tell you, you know, when I went to try and schedule an interview, I was going around her schedule because they were practicing so much. Normally, I have to adjust my schedule to get an interview, but it was just amazing how much, even in the offseason, even during the summer, how much this team is practicing because they expect to be national champions. That's what UMES is known for. That's what Kayla Bandy was brought in here to do, was to get this school more rings. You know, a really interesting addition that I think a lot of people are going to overlook this season is their new assistant coach in Jennifer King. Something a lot of people don't know. The only reason I know this is because, you know, I happened to do the article on it. Kayla Bandy and Jennifer King, they were rivals growing up. They went to two separate colleges. Jennifer King ended up transferring to where Kayla Bandy went to school, and they became teammates. They loved each other after hating each other growing up. And then she brings her on board to UMES, and I think she's going to provide a really different angle that Bandy doesn't necessarily bring. Maybe a yin and yang kind of deal to this bowling team.
So basically we got Rory Gilmore and Paris Geller who are coaching the bowling
great
side
comparison,
here.
Great comparison right there.
Yes, Gilmore Girl reference number one from this show this winter. I'm sure that won't be the last. We'll mix in other TV shows as well. We got a quick rundown for golf. Men's golf, they finished fourth the Petersburg, Virginia competition this week. Blair Waters tied for 12th. At 10 over par. Their next action at the Savannah State Tiger Fall Invitational. That's October 30th through the 31st. The women are also in action at that tournament in Savannah over the day before Halloween and Halloween. They competed at the Gulf Shores Alabama Collegiate Invitational this week. Looking at our time, and it looks like we got to take a commercial break. When we come back, we will have Bobby Collins, fourth-year head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore men's basketball. They're coming off their first semifinal berth in the MEAC in almost a quarter century, and they've got great expectations for this year and more. All that and much more coming up on the second segment of Hawk Talk Live from M Street Grill. We'll see you in a bit on the Shore Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Hawks fans. For over a century, Delmarva Power has provided safe, reliable energy to customers throughout the region. That's a powerful connection you can count on from here at the shore to throughout Maryland and Delaware. To learn more, visit delmarva.com or call 1-800-375-7117. Delmarva Power, proud sponsor of Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics.
The Courtyard by Marriott on Route 13 in Salisbury offers comfortable rooms and meeting spaces, as well as always superior customer service and a great location near the mall. Call 410-742-4405 and ask for details about their special Maryland Eastern Shore partner rates. The Courtyard by Marriott in Salisbury, an official partner of Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics, and proud to bring you this broadcast of Hawks basketball on sfmsports.net. Looking for a new car? Look no further than the Car Store. Call Cedric Armwood today at 443-944-3440. At the Car Store in Salisbury, bad credit, no credit, good credit, any credit. Give Cedric Armwood a call today to get approved for your new car. His number is 443-944-3440. Mention you heard this ad and receive $300 off your purchase. The Car Store in Salisbury and Cedric Armwood, proud partners of Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics.
Do you need a break, a getaway? Plan a visit to Hyatt Place Dewey Beach in Delaware. Lay back, relax with your toes in the sand, and unwind to the sounds of the ocean. Please your palate with a delicious meal at Cape Hasa Restaurant on the bay while taking in the sights of a beautiful sunset. It's time to get away and make that getaway to the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. Call 302-864-9100 or visit HyattPlaceDeweyBeach.com. Make a lifetime of memories in your own backyard at Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. That's Hyatt Place Dewey Beach on Facebook and Instagram.
I light the night for my grandfather.
I light the night for my wife.
I light the night for all those fighting.
I light the night to end blood cancer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night unites survivors and supporters to bring light to the darkness of cancer. Friends, families, and coworkers walk with raised lanterns. There are teams of one and teams of 1,000, all taking steps together to shine bright and inspire hope. About every 3 minutes in America, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Join us and help deliver hope in place of despair, community instead of loneliness, and life-saving research and support for cancer patients and their families. Our goal is a world without blood cancers, and we're lighting the path to cures. The discoveries made in blood cancer research have led to breakthrough treatments for many cancers and other serious diseases. Help defeat the darkness of cancer. Join Light the Night today.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
We are back. This is Hawk Talk live from M Street Grill here in Princess Anne. Will DeBoer and Ricky Powell from the Delmarva Daily Times. We're talking men's basketball right now. Men's basketball, they open their season with an exhibition game next Thursday against Christopher Newport. Regular season begins against Valley Forge on Friday, November 10th. Earlier today, the MEAC preseason poll came out. The Hawks picked to finish sixth in the conference this year, sandwiched between Savannah State and South Carolina State. Ryan Andino, also a preseason All-MEAC second-team guard. And we are joined now by the fourth-year head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore men's basketball, and not a McDonald's man. It's Bobby Collins, everybody.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I know there's a backstory behind that. You were jarring with Logan McIntosh before we came on the air.
Well, yes, Logan and I were supposed to have lunch today, and Logan didn't show up, so therefore, you know, I told him I'm not a McDonald's guy, so treat me right.
Senior leadership, right?
Right.
10-7 in the MEAC, which was sixth in the conference. You beat Hampton, your old school, with whom you won a MEAC championship, to get to the semifinals in the MEAC tournament for the first time since 1994. I know we've talked before. You had the phrase, the team got a taste, but now we're trying to finish the meal. Can you expand on that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, last year, I didn't think we played with grit enough. We did it some, but all the close games that we lost, if we were to play with that grit that we talk about, that we talked about all throughout the year, if we were to play like we were starving, like we talked about throughout the whole year and not just being hungry, I really think that we could have turned our score around and be 20-14 opposed to 14-20. We lost a lot of close games, especially in our league play, and we got a taste of it by beating Hampton in the first round of the tournament, and we had no expectations of leaving in the semifinals the way North Carolina Central beat up on us. And I told our guys today, I always remember that game for a good reason. I remember that game so I can stay starving. I remember that game so I can remember how hard to work. You know, as a coach and as a player, they need to remember how it felt so that they can work hard. So when we present it with that opportunity again, that we'll pull off the win.
You know, Coach, no team is the same, obviously. You lose Bakari to graduation. But again, you just see what this team did last year. Is this the team in this upcoming year, the 2017-2018, that surpasses that team and, you know, makes it to the MEAC championship, in your opinion?
Well, still, there's a lot of uncertainty with this year's team. You know, we lost Isaac Taylor, our 6'9", starting post player, junior. We lost Dante Caldwell, junior, also a wing player, 6'5", who has a wealth of experience. We have some talented young men, but they don't have the same experience that those two guys bring to the table. So I've asked those two young men to grow up quickly. They don't have time to mature. They just got to get it. They just got to have it. And we go through our sets. We go through our execution every day. Because if we can execute, I talk about that often, then we can be there on that last day on Saturday. But there's something that they have to do. They got to trust and believe in the system. The more that they trust and believe in the system, they trust and believe in the coaches, then good things will happen.
We're talking with Bobby Collins, Hawks men's basketball head coach, one of the returners, and he was honored earlier today as a second-team All-MEAC selection, Ryan Andino, sharpshooter from three, one of the highest volume three-point shooters in the country. He's dealing with a shoulder issue right now, but when he comes back, what sort of player do you expect him to be, and what sort of player can he be?
Well, I'll tell you, Ryan Andino does for us, he make our offense look great when it's bad. Because he can make tough shots. And so we sorely missed him. He's been out for the last week, 2 weeks maybe. And we know that he has been missed. Even though we have Cam Baco that can make shots, we have Colin Gaynor, who's a local from here, the area, who can make shots and is a scorer. Ryan Andino is different. He's a shooter. He's a pure shooter. Even when the offense breaks down, he can make it look like that was the play. And he makes me look real good.
You know, Coach, this is kind of an outside of UMES men's basketball question. But as a sports reporter who covers the entire Delmarva area, one thing that I'm often asked is, you know, why don't we hear more about UMES basketball being a D1, having the talent they have? In your opinion, you know, how do you you talked about the local player coming in. How do you bring more locals in, get the word out there that this is a dominant team who is coming off of a great season and really, you know, putting your mark in this community?
Well, you know, a lot rests on our local players, Montrez Oliver, Isaac Taylor, and Colin Gaynor. A lot rests on their shoulders. And number one, I know winning solves a lot. Everybody want to be associated and affiliated with the winner. And that's going to come. But we can't put the carriage before the horse. So they got to come out and support. And eventually it will happen. It's happening now. We're building a team and a program. And it's a process. When I mean by a lot rests on those young men's shoulders, they also got to have some success. When they start having success, then their families and then their friends will start coming out and they'll start supporting. But we do a lot of community service. We go out to community centers. We go to different churches. We do a lot. We do trash pickup. You name it. We do mentoring at the elementary school. We do what we know to do to try to build chemistry and camaraderie with the community.
Bakari Copeland, of course, a MEAC, All-MEAC forward who has graduated, also losing Derek O'Peck, who signed with a team in Canada recently. Of course, Bakari's playing professionally in Argentina. And then you had Thomas Rivera, the senior guard who brought a lot of experience to the point position. You mentioned Cameron Baycott. Who is another player or a couple other players that you think the Hawk faithful are going to definitely know?
We'll be a little different this year, and still it'll be by jury. Right now, Logan McIntosh has played phenomenal. The things that he has brought to the table, his work ethic and what he has presented, has led us to believe that he can lead us. Also, Ahmad Frost, who is a redshirt freshman who sat out half the year last year, well, all of last year, but the year before, he was having a phenomenal year prior to his injury. We were on a five-game winning streak, and he got injured in the game versus Hampton with the minute left in the game, and he was playing his best basketball at that moment. So we can get him back in that mode and where he was. We're going to play him a little bit more off the ball so that he can score because we're going to depend on his scoring. And normally in the past, our scoring has come from the inside post play. It was Michael Myers. Then it was Dominique Elliott. Last year it was Bakari Copeland. And now we're asking our point guard to be that guy for us. We'll do some special things for us. We do have an inside presence in Tyler Jones, who is a returning freshman. Also, he'll be a sophomore this year, who we're expecting him to step up and play like he's capable. Again, he's another that don't have chance or an opportunity to go into that sophomore jinx thing. I'm not believing in that.
Yeah.
I can't. We can't afford to believe in that. So he's got to have some success right away. We have a freshman, 6'10", about 245, 250. We're expecting him to anchor down us in the post and get us those tough rebounds and be able to match up against the bigger teams.
That's Leandre Thomas.
Yeah.
Coach, we've talked about the injuries here really throughout the time we've had you on, a few injuries this year. Does that affect the way you recruit, especially at the high school level, knowing, you know, we might have to bring guys in who, if there is a major injury, like we've seen a few already this year, that will have to play come day one?
Absolutely. You know, I didn't go into the season expecting to lose two guys because I've been very fortunate and blessed in my career here in my 4 years. I think we only lost one player, and that was Ahmad Frost in my 4 years. So I think we've been blessed not to have injuries, but we have an excellent training program, and our trainers get those guys in, and they work them out, and they give them the treatment that they need, and we'll get them back 100%, and he have 2 years remaining in Isaac Taylor and Dante Caldwell. But, yes, it changes the way we play, and because we really expected Isaac Taylor to be that guy for us this year. Then he goes down before we even have our first practice.
Yeah. He's Bobby Collins. He's the head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore basketball. And, Coach, before we let you go here, I know you must have had some fun this weekend with assistant Ace Custis with the Dallas Cowboys doing what they did to the San Francisco 49ers.
Man, we had a phenomenal week. We had our tip-off banquet. We had Hawk Hysteria. It was a sold-out crowd. Our tip-off banquet was a success. Next year, I know that's going to be even bigger and better. We had Joe Smith, who was the number one draft pick that played at the University of Maryland in 95. And we also had Dan Mason, who was the president of CBS Radio. Unfortunately, he got sick.
Oh.
He got sick and wasn't able to make it. So we had Dr. Berger, who is the owner of the Clarion and Marigold Hotel in Ocean City.
Okay.
Spoke on his behalf, and he gave us some profound words. And it was excellent. It was an excellent weekend. And then on Sunday, obviously, the great thing was Dallas beating San Francisco. Man, I had a great weekend.
I'll tell you, it's not a conversation with the coaching staff for Maryland Eastern Shore basketball if it's not everybody piling on Ace for being a 49ers fan. So, Coach, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break when we come back. Fred Batchelor, the women's basketball coach here at Maryland Eastern Shore. All that and more on Hawk Talk Live on the Shore Sports Network and sfmsports.net.
Looking for a new car? Look no further than the Car Store. Call Cedric Armwood today at 443-944-3440. At the Car Store in Salisbury, bad credit, no credit, good credit, any credit. Give Cedric Armwood a call today to get approved for your new car. His number is 443-944-3440. Mention you heard this ad and receive $300 off your purchase. The Car Store in Salisbury and Cedric Armwood, proud partners of Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics.
The Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. 13 institutions all striving as one to excel in the classroom and on the field. a premier Division I conference with 16 sponsored sports, showcasing the talents and strengths of our student athletes through hard work and perseverance. The Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, educating student athletes for the game of life.
You've made the necessary sacrifices, been fighting the good fight for as long as you can remember. And now perhaps it's time to enjoy a little fruit from all that labor. A bit of indulgence in the form of the new Ram Limited Tungsten Edition. Real wood trim, tungsten chrome accents, and an advanced technology touchscreen. All surrounded by a highly capable, hardworking truck that'll never let you forget what it took to get here. The new Ram Limited Tungsten, the most luxurious Ram truck ever. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it too by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Committed to serving you even better, McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center in Princess Anne. Stop by when you need us and experience our expanded services, including 3D mammography for advanced early detection of breast cancer. Conveniently located next to Food Lion in Princess Anne and open 7 days a week from 10 to 8. Most insurance plans are accepted and no appointments are needed at McCready Health Immediate Care and Imaging Center. McCready Health, with you for life.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
We are back. Hawk Talk Live with Will DeBoer and with Ricky Pollitt from the Delmarva Daily Times. We're here at M Street Grill just off Route 13 in Princess Anne. We're halfway through the first show of the season. We had a nice chat about the general athletics. We had Bobby Collins, men's basketball coach, on. Next week, we will be broadcasting on Wednesday instead of Thursday. Thursday is our regular time, but there's men's basketball on Thursday, so we will broadcast live Wednesday, November 1st, and that is at 6 o'clock, and it is right here at M Street Grill if you want to come and join us, and it's on the Shore Sports Network from SFMSports.net. But from here on out, next week notwithstanding, it will all be Thursday games. I know, Ricky, that's easier for you to get here on Thursdays, and that's why we did it.
There we go.
All right. We're talking women's basketball now. The Hawk women open their regular season on Friday, November 10th, against Valley Forge. It's the MEAC-style doubleheader, both the men and the women taking on Valley Forge, and that is a 6 o'clock start time pregame on SFM at 5:50. It's our next guest's alma mater. He went there back in 1988, was a two-time NCCAA All-American, and let's introduce him right now, shall we? He's the winningest head coach in Eastern Shore women's basketball history, entering his 14th season at the helm. He's Fred Batchelor, everybody.
Hello, fellas. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. Doing thanks well. For joining us, Coach.
My pleasure, always.
All right, so same sort of thing. We're looking back just briefly at last season. 13-16, 6-10 in the MEAC. That was 11th, and advancing to the quarters in the MEAC tournament before falling to Hampton, who eventually won the whole shebang. But a lot of injuries came and bit the team that year. So what can you say about last season, knowing what you knew coming in and then being dealt at the hand that you were dealt?
Well, it's interesting. When you read off that record, it doesn't really represent how the season went for us, because we had such a great non-league start. One of the best start, actually the best start in my tenure here and in the school history, before we got into conference play in that first game on the road, and then losing CC Byram against A&T was dealt us a really tough loss, and it kind of got worse from there with losing Kiki. So losing your backcourt But I thought, you know, when you look back at the year, we were able to have some really, really big moments, you know, to beat Bethune-Cookman at Bethune-Cookman. They're the only team that – we were the only team that beat them that year. They went 15-1, went perfect outside of that game on their home floor. We actually ended up winning the game at A&T, who was a preseason number one at the time, when we lost CC that game on the road. We end up beating them again at home, who also was one of the top three teams in the league. And then Hampton, who we were down 21 in the third quarter, came back and beat them on their home floor. So when you look at the year, we had some of the biggest moments in my time here with some of the games that we were able to pull out. But it was disappointing that we weren't able to consistently beat the teams that we should have beaten, even with the injuries. And I think that's the difference between this year's team and last year's team, is that I think we're going to be able to overcome any sort of adversity much better than we did last year. And we're not comfortable with using that as an excuse.
You know, when I talked to you last year, Coach, I talked to you a lot at the beginning of the season when you guys were doing really well out of conference play. And one thing you told me almost every time was, I really like what the chemistry is right now with this unit. You know, coming into this season, you lose players like a Moy, like a Mariah. What's the chemistry like for this group coming into this season, in your opinion?
First of all, you know, when you bring up those names, it hurts to listen to, you know, Moy. You know, Moy was a huge loss for us. You know, the things that she did, I don't even know. I haven't faced competition without Moy in the last 3 years, and I'm not looking forward to it, because there were so many things that she did in every one of those games that I mentioned that we had, you know, some success with. She was pivotal in that. Mariah, again, similar, a kid that I could always depend on to make big plays when we needed them most. Losing those two kids are going to be tough for us to replace. But I really like where our kids are, where they have been. I think our coaching staff has done a great job in building a culture where team chemistry is important, and that we've recruited the right type of kids that are able to come in and buy into something bigger than them. So they've been a pleasure to coach. Over the last couple of years, we've been very, very fortunate to have kids that really kind of buy in and support each other. And I'm looking at them in practice now, and, you know, we're competing a lot tougher this year, I think, than we had last year. However, there's been nothing lost in regard to chemistry. So we want to – it's going to be challenging because we have a very, very tough non-league. I think that's going to be challenged, that what I'm talking about right now. We're going to be faced with some real obstacles as far as that goes with our schedule and trying to make it through that to get the league play. But I think we're up for the challenge.
Yesterday, MEAC preseason poll coming out. The Hawks picked to finish 7th in the MEAC standings this year between Florida A&M and Morgan State. But with one first-place vote and a rather bold first-place vote, he's sitting right here next to us. So, Coach, you're throwing your hat in the ring there for sure.
Well, it's supposed to be anonymous, I thought. no one was supposed to know who voted for who. But, you know, I learned from a guy who I call the dean of the MEAC, Coach Derek Brown at Coppin. And I would, you know, humbly vote my team in certain areas and try to look. And he said to me one day, he said, if you don't think you're going to be number one, then why should anybody else think so? And he said, if you ever look at my team, whether we're great or not, you're going to see one first place vote next to it, and that's mine, because I want my kids to know that I believe we can be the best team in the league. So that was a lesson from the dean of the MEAC, and I've kind of carried that on, and I hope to teach that to another coach, a younger coach that comes in the league at some point. But I believe we're good enough to win the league. I believe that we're deep enough. I think we're talented enough. I think we're experienced enough. And we'll see if we're tough enough, because, you know, as you look at the teams that have been successful, toughness has been a major element of that. And for Hampton to go on and win the league after losing the player of the year for the last 2-3 years, and then other kids as well, that just showed their level of toughness and mental toughness that, you know, you can't be stopped by injuries. And I don't think there's one injury that should stop us, or two or three. We have to find a way to be successful. And I think when you have that sort of mentality and you believe you're number one, you have an opportunity, you may have a chance to finish that way.
You know, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I've thought that for years. If a coach or even a player doesn't think they're the best at the beginning of the season, you've already lost. Mm-hmm. Because you have got to have that mindset going into the season, especially with a tough schedule, especially at the competition that you all play at Division One institution. For me, one thing I always like to ask coaches is you have your star, your core players, if you will. You know, when Siani comes back, she'll be a good player, Tori Morris. But in your opinion, who are some of the under-the-radar players who right now, maybe not a lot of people are talking about them, but at the end of the season, you know, when we hear their name, we'll know exactly what they're about.
Well, one kid I'd have to say is, and it's kind of not the case in Alexis Hicks, but Alexis Hicks has been like kind of like the stepchild a little bit, you know, as a junior, senior. The other kids have come in, like CeCe Byram comes in as a freshman and is the team MVP and then leads us in scoring for 2 years in a row and at a similar position that Hicks plays. But the one thing Hicks has always been is someone I could depend on. So, you know, she's a kid that, you know, and I'm going into her senior year to watch a kid develop and mature from her freshman year to now and go through the ups and downs. I'm really pleased at what I'm seeing in her, and it makes coaching worthwhile to see that type of development from a young player. The other kid is, you know, that is a core backbone of our team, sets the tone, is the culture, is Regine Martin. You know, she's a kid that probably you won't see her leading us in scoring, you won't see us leading us in rebounding, but you're gonna see us leading us in heart. I mean, she's one of the toughest kids I ever coached. We were just practicing the other day and put 8 minutes on the clock, and we're conditioning, and with 2 minutes to go, we just start talking about this is where it matters most. And this kid is just outrightly outworking everyone at that moment. And that's what gives me a level of confidence in her when the game's on the line, that when we need that ball, Regine Martin is a kid that can come through and make that happen for us. So those are two kids off the top of my head that I think about. I'm sure there's a few that I'm missing, but those are the first two that come to mind.
Let's fill in the gap with the one who got chosen as a third-team preseason All-MEAC selection at guard, Kiara Eaton. 10 points a game last year. She was the highest scorer of the full season players. CeCe notwithstanding, he was averaging 15 before she went down. But Kiara Eaton, she gets banged up every now and then as well. But when she is healthy and when she is really revving the engine, how good can she be?
We've had this discussion with a lot of people that I talk about. I think, you know, CeCe is our most valuable player. You know, I think, I think CeCe is probably our best player, but Kiki is our most valuable player because of what she can do on both ends of the floor. She changes the game. She allows us to do things which we call, you know, kind of like Bill Belichick style of taking away the best player. She gives us that almost, it doesn't matter what level we play at. I don't care who we're playing. You know, she's been able to have an intricate role in stopping the other team's best player, one through three and three and a half, maybe even four. And then on the other end, she can score, she can rebound and defend. So, you know, to me, she's really the most valuable player on our team. And losing our best player and our most valuable player last year, you know, throughout the year made it real tough in conference play. But I think we saw how good we could be with them healthy. And at some point this year, we like to get them both on the floor to playing together. As, you know, they grew up together. They've been childhood friends. They've been friends since they were 4 years old. So we're fortunate to have them. And hopefully we'll be fortunate enough to watch them finish their next 2 years on the floor more often than not.
I remember early on last year, I would say it a lot when an opposing team was playing you guys. You know, they're trying to take out CeCe, they're trying to get Moy. But look at Kier. I mean, here she comes right down the court and nobody's batting an eye. So no, I completely agree with you, you know, most valuable player there. Still a few days really before that first contest. What's the biggest thing you guys are working on right now?
We've really worked a lot on defense, a lot on being mentally tough. With a change in coaching staff, you know, Coach Whitley is the new head coach at Claflin University, someone who's been with me for 16 years. With losing her and then Cedric Jenkins, who relocated and is continuing to pursue his education and work on his doctorate degree, we brought in two new coaches, and they've really helped to kind of dictate a different mentality. So we've really focused Coach Rakes, our new assistant coach, associate head coach, and Casey Morton. Both of them, and particularly Coach Rakes, have really emphasized the defense. And we've kind of going to hang our hat on being a connected, tough-minded defensive team. And also just executing. Being great at fewer things and not good at a lot of things. And that's the thing that we've kind of focused on early in the last couple weeks. Really executing to a level and purposeful execution. And I think that's the one thing that I got from Coach Rakes joining our staff, is he's made me better. at teaching and coaching, and particularly being more definitive at what we want to accomplish. So you'll see a more deliberate team, I think, than you've seen in the past. And I think if the whistle's kind to us and they allow us to play as physical as we'd like to, you're going to see a pretty good defensive team.
He's Fred Batchelor. He's the head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore Women's Basketball. And, Coach, we thank you. We're looking forward to chatting with you as the season goes on here. And best of luck in a couple of weeks.
This is always my pleasure to get with you guys. I think this is great being here at M Street. Great atmosphere, a nice decor. I think it's going to be a great year. I'm looking forward to continuous meetings with you guys where we're all smiling.
Yes, sir.
Amen to that. All right, we're going to take one last commercial break. When we come back, we will speak with Damian Drummond, the head coach of Eastern Shore Cross Country, as the runners prepare for conference coming up this weekend. And we will be right back. Final segment of Hawk Talk Live on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
Hawks fans, for over a century, Delmarva Power has provided safe, reliable energy to customers throughout the region. That's a powerful connection you can count on from here at the shore to throughout Maryland and Delaware. To learn more, visit delmarva.com or call 1-800-375-7117. Delmarva Power. Proud sponsor of Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics.
Do you need a break, a getaway? Plan a visit to Hyatt Place Dewey Beach in Delaware. Lay back, relax with your toes in the sand, and unwind to the sounds of the ocean. Please your palate with a delicious meal at Cape Hasa Restaurant on the bay while taking in the sights of a beautiful sunset. It's time to get away and make that getaway to the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. Call 302-864-9100 or visit HyattPlaceDeweyBeach.com. Make a lifetime of memories in your own backyard at Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. That's Hyatt Place Dewey Beach on Facebook and Instagram.
The Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. 13 institutions all striving as one to excel in the classroom and on the field. A premier Division I conference with 16 sponsored sports showcasing the talents and strengths of our student athletes through hard work and perseverance. The Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Educating student athletes for the game of life.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable. So we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
The Courtyard by Marriott on Route 13 in Salisbury offers comfortable rooms and meeting spaces, as well as always superior customer service and a great location near the mall. Call 410-742-4405 and ask for details about their special Maryland Eastern Shore partner rates. The Courtyard by Marriott in Salisbury, an official partner of Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics, and proud to bring you this broadcast of Hawks basketball on SFMSports.net.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
We are back. Hawk Talk live from M Street Grill in Princess Anne. We got the final segment of our inaugural show, The Maiden Voyage. It's almost in port. And we are talking about cross country. The big weekend is coming up for men's and women's cross country. The championships on Saturday at Delaware State University, a familiar course there, the DSU Outreach and Research Center, where the teams have run multiple times this season. Men going for their fourth straight crown, women trying to break through after finishing second the last 2 years in a row. And we are joined now by the first-year head coach of Hawk Cross Country, someone very familiar with the program, a graduate of Eastern Shore back in 2006. He was the MEAC champion in and record holder in 800 meters after transferring from University of Tennessee. He was up at Delaware State for a couple of years, and now he is back at his alma mater. He is Damian Drummond. Hi, Coach.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for the invite.
Okay, so we're coming up now. Conference championship. It's at a course that you are very familiar with, both from coaching at Dell State for a couple of years and from running there two or three times this season. How does that impact your approach to a run with a course that you know as well as this one?
Well, it definitely does give the advantage, and I think we most definitely have the vantage point going into this championship for the mere fact that that's a course that I created, and so I kind of sort of know the ins and outs. You know, the tricky turns and where to put certain foot placements, where to put the pressure on, where to keep the pressure off. So we intentionally did spend a lot of time, you know, staying on Route 13 this season, as opposed to in previous years where the team have went up as far as Princeton, you know, or Lehigh to compete with some, you know, more heavy competition. But this year we, you know, with the loss of Khalil and you know, some of the other strong guys, we decided, well, you know, let's just focus and training and working as a group and making it all about a pack attack going back into this championship more so than what we had in previous years where, you know, we had a nice single-digit score from our top guys and then we have a pack that, you know, come back in. So definitely it's a course that I'm familiar with. It's flat. It's just as flat as ours. The landscape is a little bit better, a little bit smoother. So I think the guys right now, they know exactly how to maneuver and manipulate and get some good running in and hopefully just make it happen.
Coach, I'm just curious because you told me when I interviewed you when you were first hired, you said when you were a coach at Dell State, you would come here to run and you would still, or your team would, and you would still have people here at UMES cheering you on. Do you think you're going to get a lot of cheers on Saturday when you go back once again?
you know, there's certain things that you can't deny. And one thing you can't deny is, you know, when you got a group of young talents together that's, you know, optimistic about doing, you know, special things. So regardless if, you know, I'm coaching the team or not, you know, they are the defending champions. In fact, you know, it's like Donovan, Osama, Hector, Stanley, those guys are returning, the new guys to the fold, Judah, Ngoy, call him JJ, Ngoy Yemitz, kind of hard to pronounce his name, but we call him JJ, and we brought in Brandon King. So that rounded out, we're going to compete eight guys this weekend, and I think we have a solid five guys that can go in there and, you know, do some serious damage. So, yes, they will be cheering us on. One thing I like about UMES and just the type of atmosphere that I create as a coach is that if you ask me one word to describe UMES, and that word is family. And that's something that I try was to bring to the Hornets family while I was there for that short tenure. And so, you know, it's kind of interesting when I'm there competing against them, you know, the fact that we did – was it three regular meets there this year or four, something like that. But it was just interesting, just the reception, especially the first time going back and, you know, without saying it, but saying it to the team, like, hey, look, you're my alma mater and my former school cannot beat us under no circumstances. So that's just camaraderie and just, you know, just support, you know.
You mentioned Khalil Rahmidi-Kanini, graduated last year after a decorated career cross-country and track, spearheaded those three straight championships for men. You saw him up close a couple of times when you were at Dell State. What sort of ripple effect do you see based on his legacy that's going through the cross-country program right now, based on the fact that most of the people who are on the team ran with him for a couple of years at least?
I think he brought a sense of assurance. Though he's out the fold, initially our guys, they were a little bit nervous, you know, as far as, well, where is Khalil's replacement, you know, and truthfully, we did not bring in a replacement as equally as strong. But, you know, trying to mentally say to guys like Donovan and Osama, like, look, guys, in fact, Osama is one of those guys in the summertime, he will go home and race against Khalil and beat him. Oh. But during the regular season is just one of those mental breaks that it just does not happen, you know. So I had to get to him and say, look, man, you know, this is pretty much in essence a team that's put together. You guys are returning. You are the defending champions regardless of what everybody else have, which we do have some pretty strong performers out there this year. But the way I looked at it was like, you know what? Everyone was gunning for UMS, but most importantly, they were going for Khalil. Khalil is gone. So everybody has someone that was just as good as him. But again, I'm still a strong believer that we have the better pack. And you know about cross country, it's all about having a pack and the lowest score wins at the end of the day. So we might not win the individual race as we've done in the past, but I'm pretty certain. I feel very confident about how we're going to finish this weekend.
As a new coach coming in, I know one of the biggest advantages you felt you had was your youth and the fact that you were not too far off in age from a lot of these runners. You were able to connect with them. You know, now that you have your team in the MEAC Championship, looking back on the, just the very beginning of your coaching career here at UMES, do you feel like your youth and your ability to connect to your runners was the biggest advantage, or do you feel something else came along and really helped you out?
Well, definitely having the youthness behind it is helpful, but, you know, always up front when you're joining a new program and building rapport and things like that, it creates a little friction up front. So, you know, I would say my first 3 weeks with these young men and young women, you know, it was different, but I would say today we're in a more comfortable space. And just, you know, just to give them that ability that, hey, look, you know, by no means am I old enough to be anybody's dad, but, you know, I always say, look, I'm your big brother. If you want a big dad, go see Mr. Davidson. You know, so, you know, it's just so much support, you know, and one of the big things for me was to really focus in trying to change the whole landscape of our staff as far as, you know, it's always been a male-dominant field as far as staffing is concerned. So right now, the setup, we have a graduate assistant that's a female, Coach Megan. We have a former student, Coach Andre, that's actually a graduate assistant on the compliance department. That's, you know, he's been helping out, being a volunteer coach for us. And, of course, myself. And, you know, God's will, next month, you know, by mid-next month, we should have our candidate in place, you know, covering sprints and hurdles, and we'll round out the coaching staff with, you know, getting in a throws coach and just doing what we need to do. So having a staff with so much youth but yet experience, you know, you're talking about Coach Walsh. He spent his graduate studies at Florida State, and then Megan, she went to UTEC University in Jamaica. And so, you know, having those exposure around people at the highest level and then coming back home, you know, and I look at myself where I transferred here from, you know, the SEC. And then, you know, it's just seeing how the SEC operate versus how Maryland Eastern Shore operate, seeing how the ACC do things, how they do things in Jamaica, and then just bringing all that together. So I think the team is actually enjoying that, and whenever they have questions, there's at least a face, a coach that kind of like, hey, I know you're not seeing the vision right now. I know there's frustrations right now, but, you know, just keep on holding on and you'll see everything come together in the end. So definitely having the experience, having the youthfulness behind it has been helping, and it definitely helped when you can go out there and jog along. You know, this past Sunday, we went down to Pocomoke and ran for an hour with the girls, and they had a kick out of it because it was like, Coach, you kept up. I told you, said you were in shape. You know, so like I said, I went with the women and not the men.
Yeah. Shifting gears to the women, before we let you go here, let's talk about the women's team. Sharon Jarup, Neus, Quinna Arrow, two leaders of the women's side, two-time silver medalists in a row in MEAC play, trying to get over the hump. What's the mindset of those returning veterans who have been so close so many times, trying to make it the third time is a charm?
Well, you know, it's tough. I'm going to say it's definitely tough. And, you know, I'm one of those coaches. I'm not a stopwatch coach. You know, one of my background is within counseling, and you know, I've always taken on that aspect where, you know, what's going on other than the stopwatch, you know. And so for these young ladies, for me, it's really about, okay, there is a gap, you know. They had a coach, you know, there was an attachment there. There was something there that worked for them to be that close, so consistent, but now they have to deal with the loss of, you know, oh, the coach that we're used to for all these years, he's no longer in the fold. And then we lose some of our top, you know, performers. And so trying to mentally mold and say, hey, look, we still have the likes of, you know, News and Sharon and Dipna and Lanisha and those young ladies. Like, you know, okay, we just have to pull our slacks up, you know, cover the gap. You see a gap, you fill it, you know, versus, hey, we're out of it because we don't have this one and that one. And so really for the woman, it's really more so of just trying to build their confidence to realize, like, you know what? All hopes is not lost, and I'll never go into a championship and say, hey, we have no hopes of winning. So that was never a conversation, but most definitely it will be a challenge for the woman to pull off the number one slot. The man definitely has a good slot, good chance of doing what they need to do as far as, you know, repeating as champion, you know, once more.
He's Damian Drummond. He's the head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore Cross Country. They've got their championship run this weekend up at Dell State, going for the big enchilada. So, Coach, we thank you for joining us, and all the best this weekend.
Thank you.
Yep. That'll just about do us for us here on Hawk Talk Live. Just a couple more things to wrap up here. Ricky Pollitt, before we go, World Series pick. We're a couple of games in. Dodgers and the Astros have each won a game, so it's essentially come down to a 3 out of 5. I'm glad to see that you're still awake after last night's game. But who you got? You got L.A., you got Houston?
You know, my head says L.A., I think they have the tools. I think they have the experience, obviously. They've always come so close, and this looks like the year that they can finally get over the hump. But my heart says Houston, just with everything that's happened down there, the way they won it last night as well. You know, there's a little magic going on, I
feel.
Game
for the ages.
If I'm a betting man, I say L.A., but I don't know. You know, right now I think I'm going to tell you Houston.
Well, we're on an NCAA-related show, so you won't be a betting man.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, my heart says Houston as well. I mean, if they were to win after the way Hurricane Harvey ravaged that city, I mean, that's a storybook, and you can start writing the screenplay now. A bit more personally, I want Carlos Beltran to get his
there
ring. I want Justin Verlander to get his ring.
Yep.
And I don't want Chase Utley to get another one. Sue me. All right. He is Ricky Pollitt from the Delmarva Daily Times. Thanks for joining us. We hope to have you back on Wednesday. You know, we know you'll be back for most of the Thursday shows, but Wednesday next week is our next edition of Hawk Talk Live. Same time, 6 o'clock, same channel, sfmsports.net. Until then, on behalf of all of us here at M Street Grill, we got our producer back in the studio, Steve Clendenin, the head honcho at SFM. We got Langston Frazier, who is running the cameras, so take a look for the video from this broadcast a little bit later on. You can check EasternShoreHawks.com for more of that info. Half of my guests, we had Bobby Collins, we had Fred Batchelor, we had Damian Drummond and Ricky Pollitt, and myself, Will DeBoer. This is, Will DeBoer saying so long, a pleasant good evening to you from the Eastern Shore, and we'll talk to you again on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. This has been Hawk Talk Live on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.